We're going to learn today a shtickel of Seyd Yesharim on Sukkos. It's Nun Zayin. Shtickel's Nun Zayin. It's page Chav Tesam and Beis. Issa B'Gemara. It says, Mishal Aro Simpas Beis HaShe'eva L'Aro Simpas Miyamov. And it's going all Tesva Milas Hayordas Me'ezes Yisrael Ez Noshim Chameshesre Shir Hamalash Betilim. It's 15 steps from Ez Yisrael Ez Noshim Kineged the 15 Shir Milas. Obazar Kodesh. The Zohar says the following: Tochazi, take a look. Shir Milas Al Hashem Batzarosli Karasi Vayaneni. The first Shir Milas. Kama Shirin B'Sushbichin Oma David Malka Kama Kuchabrichu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said many shares in his bachos to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'kulo begin laskona darge. All of it is in order to put his madrega into place. Ulemeved leishma, and to establish his name, which obviously it doesn't mean the fame, the way we would use the word name in modern parlance. It means to establish his essence, to bring out what it is that he was there for. V'kido amris vayas David Shem. Like it says, David made himself a name. V'shir sado omar. This shira over here, he said, these shiramas, he said, kat chom uvdir Yaakov. When he saw Yaakov Avinu's maisim. Rebaba Agiz Omar, he says, Yaakov Omar Shir Sado, Yaakov said this Shira, Bishaita de Omale Avui, Kshonovi Ive Amushcha Bni. When Yaakov Avinu, when Yitzhak told Yaakov, come here, I want to tap you, I want to feel you, Ha'ataze Bni Esavim Loi, Kidin de Have Yaakov Ba'aku, Sagi. Yaakov at that moment was under terrible duress. The dochel, he was scared that Avui Yodale, his father's going to find out. Vishtomodegamen is going to realize the whole plot. Kidei Nomer, that's why he said, Al Hashem Batzarosali Karasi Vayaneni Hashem Atzil Nafshim Isfashekim Alshemia. That's what he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me from false lips, from language of deceit. Which is kind of fascinating that Yaakov Avinu was... So seemed to be perpetrating a falsehood, and he's being mispalled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save him from a false tongue, which would refer to Esau. Do dagra Esav shaya beit yus fascheke. Mais fascheke. Why is it called fascheke? What is this fascheke? This false these false lips. B'shaita de Eisa hi uchavye levotna alma. It's the time. It's the moment when the snake. When the Nachash brought curses on the world. That's the Zohar Kaddish. And the Seyd Yesharim is going to explain the depth of the point over here. Bir ha'inyan, ki darga de David Malka hi atzmicha mikol avodos. The madrega of David is the tzmicha of all avodos. Let's stop and let's talk about this, because this is possibly his key point over here. We have many madregas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah and ruchnis in the world. And we categorize it by how much of hashpah, how strong of hashpah, how effective hashpah, and so on. But there is one hashpah that is the midah that allows other things to grow and to sprout. In other words, it is a midah in this world that allows for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's middles to realize themselves in this world. Let's give a parallel, let's give an example. Not an example, but an illustration. We have a teacher, and we say this teacher is a math teacher. He teaches the children math, and this one teaches them science and history and so on. And each one will be labeled in line with the subject matter that he's giving over. And how much is he teaching? How well does he give it over? And so on. And those are all descriptions of certain hashpahs. But when there are sometimes, I say this person is a real pedagogue. And what I mean to say is, he allows, he coaxes the child, so that the child brings out from within himself the wisdom that he has and the expressions that he has and so on. And that, in a certain sense, is a very remarkable difference from the other ones. The other ones are measured by, I say, okay, you taught him facts A, B, C, D, and F. Let's ask the child, does he know A, B, C, D, and F? As much as he's acquired and retained, that's a sign. So as well as the child does on repeating the material and so on, that's how good he is. But that last type of teacher, the one who's a real, who's a teacher with a capital T, I measure by how much the child has brought out from within himself the branches and the fruits of what he's been taught. So David HaMelech's darga was tzmicha mikol avodos, the flowering and the growth, the blossoming of that comes out from avoda. Bezer Hashem Zal b'Gemara. This is what the Gemara means. It says Tesvav Shemailus Omer David. David HaMelech said 15 Shemailus lemaski tohoma, to bring up the depths, the abyss, to the, or the water from the abyss to the world outside. Ukrimetargim Yonason, and as, and like Targum says, Shira this Amr Al he speaks about Shira Milos is the Shira this Amr Al Masik Netoima, the song that he said, that he read on the bringing up of the very depths, the very abyss. Ki David HaMelech hu midas malchus shemayim. David HaMelech's midas called malchus. Ki mayim David Melech Yisrael chay v'kayim. Umidaso kolel meirech kol dargin atzov kol dargin hanikra malchus. And his midah includes all the other midas, and it's malchus. Shebe malchus shal zeh darga choyne remezes ha'oretz she'enoi darga lematimenu lashpi ha'shama. This refers to the lowest darga, v'chol pulosa hu rak be'or chozer, and its accomplishments is only the reflection. Haina letzmor chazor lemala. So let's go back to our mashal. Let's understand it. The concept of malchus, the way he describes it, is that which gives back, reflects back everything that's been mushpa into it. So let's take an example, an analogy. Let's say I sit in a classroom and I teach Hasidus. So I will measure my success in how much material I did, I covered, how much they understood, how much they retained. And that is, that's a measure of a certain hashpa. But there's another midah, which is, let me see their own beings reflect the lessons that I taught them. Not that they can give me back the information, but they can actually begin to give back. They themselves, it resonates with them, and the tune of their own perspectives becomes the tune of the chassidus that I'm teaching. So malchus is when I have a malchus, means I have a group of people that I am ashpi on them a certain picture of nationhood, and they it resonates with them, and they respond to it as such. So that midah is called malchus, because it requires, let's go back to the example of malchus. Let's give an example of malchus. Imagine I take over a country, and I'm a tyrant and a dictator. So I can lop heads and force people to do X, Y, or Z. I can bribe them. I can do many things. But at the end of the day, if I don't have what it takes mitzad my person to do it, then it's not. So he says it's not a malchus. The so that was his madrega. וזהו מידס דוד המלך למסקי תוהים על הסמיך הזרס כל הזריאויס מהצמצום של יצחק אבינו. כי גם ביצחק כל עסק עבדו זה לזרוע תומית, כי נחסיב היזר יצחק. וביירו זל מדש רבה יצחק שינה את הניר. היינו שמיץ יצחק הוא להחמק את הזריאו ביועסה לצמצומו. So it says over here that he's now explaining the midah of David in a certain contrast, I guess, to the midah of Yitzchak. The midah of Yitzchak, which is a midah of din, so that midah keeps looking for more and more perfection. It's something which consistently tries to dig deeper and deeper in order to get to a certain emes. In other words, things that are on the surface are not. It's something which doesn't always. It doesn't always get to the real heart of it, and he tried to go deeper and deeper. In Chazal it says, "Ze Yitzchok ma ze hasnir soini hasanir kachlin says Yitzchok pamachas." It says Yitzchok was only tried once. It's something that just plowing and dropping in seeds is not enough. He has to keep pushing it down as far as it will go. That's Yitzchak's avoda. If you dig deeper, you'll get a greater growth. And it's David. So the mid of Yitzchak is to try to go as far deep as possible. And the logic behind it is, it's not easy for a plant to grow from down deep. But when you get it from down deep, you get a very hardy growth. So Yitzchak tried to go as far down as possible, whereas David HaMelech tried to bring up the tzmicha from all the zriyas. Lazeh yo'imet tesvav she'amaz lemaski tohoma. So his inyan was Yaakov's midas to bring up from the. I mean, David HaMelech's midas. Sorry, to bring up from the depths whatever potential is buried as deep as possible. The ground should allow it to grow up. The word smicha, where we're talking about growth, in today we understand the word growth to be speaking about the seed. The seed is grows. The seed is a robust seed, and therefore it's going to grow very strongly. In Chazal's language, growth was a factor of the soil. The soil gives forth. Matzmiach is to cause to grow is a description of the ground that is causing it to grow. It's important to bear that in mind when you're looking at this Chazal. So therefore, Chazal over here say that Yaakov, you know, had to take his David must take over and try to bring it out. Next, he says, "V'Yaakov v'inu nama yoyman k'mamarz al pasuk yomana Yisrael Yisrael saba." Yaakov v'inu would also say this, and this is the pesukim after right afterwards are the halal, which has yomana Yisrael Yisrael saba. "V'zeh hoya oime b'shas hamelchama shaylem sar shel Esav." This is what he would say when he was fighting with Esav. Ve'inyan milchamim amalach. It says he would say this when he was fighting Esav. Ve'inyan milchamim amalach u'shamenatzeach machlas amenutzach bekirboy u'makevaisay. So the Sefer Shalom gives a whole new explanation to a fascinating understanding, and we'll try to explain it. He says fighting with a malach means that I will see who is. Who is called the other one? Who's bigger and called the other one? Let's describe that and let's give a sort of illustration for it. I think we'll understand it better. Imagine you have a government. A king has a government with two ministers. One is a minister in charge of music. I guess it's kind of a very, very musical country. And one is a minister in charge of a war, a defense minister. Now, the minister of defense and the minister of music are fighting each other. What does the fight look like? The answer is, the fight looks as follows. The minister of music sees the country's role, or the country's purpose or focus is music, but you need to have a government, an army to protect it. Now, that's one perspective. The army fellow looks at the country's character and essence to be strong, tough people. You need a music band to sort of keep the morale going. You have these very strident marches and triumphant marches and so on. So the bigger one, the one that includes the other, is the winner. So if the music minister wins, the music includes the army as an ancillary sort of guarding type of person, whereas if the army person wins, then it includes the music as a subdivision. So whenever you talk about fighting malachim fighting, or fighting malachim, the battle is won by who swallows up the other one. Swallowing up means I make him part of me instead of me becoming part of him. You find that when Shlomo was fighting Ashmedai, it says Oisiv Chad Gapa Berkia, he put one wing in the heavens, and Vechad Gapa Bara, and one on the ground. Romzu Bezer Sheish Bekoichel Lagbia Satsma Berkia Vlachsa Katsma Tzirot. It was sort of a clue that he could put one, that he could encompass heaven and earth in one fell swoop. That's what it meant. So the meaning over here of winning was, I would be able to encompass the other person, or the other being. It's not a person, actually. Now, he says, I guess this is new meaning to the word to outflank someone. By being able to have one extremity on the heaven and one on earth, it means he's able to take the other one in totally, and therefore he's the victor. Whenever there's a kitrug in Kaiser Hashem, my mir Hashem Yisboch luma zeh hamekatreg koach hakolo makabosol. We always find we win whenever there's a kitrug in Kaiser. We win by encompassing the other one. Paro had a very strong ability to be katan kaisel. This was a kaddish. Paro had a real standing in terms of the name Elakim. So he put down Moshe Rabbeinu, who would come with the name of Avaya. Because Sheman here ha'or mishem avaya, when the or comes from Shem avaya, asayin is batul koyis nachizos and rak b'shem Elohim. So Elohim, or Elohim, depending on the kodesh achol, has power, and it could be very, very powerful. That's why it's called such a name. But when it faces with the name havaya, since havaya is the big circle and that's all of existence, whereas Elohim is a part of that, it unfailingly wins. So he has here two places that he shows the concept of winning a battle in higher beings is outflanking and including the other one within. So he had Shlomo Melech as an example, where Hashem tried to sort of outflank him, and now with Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro with Elokim and Havayim. Now he's going to explain how by Yaakov it's the same thing. V'cheino yekan ga by Yaakov Avinu be'esha osa v'yemekatrigoy ala brachis ha'yaakov avinu omer she'amailas. So Esav was coming to Katrin under Brachas, Yaakov was saying Shemailas. Kudemitagam Yoinison, Shirso de Is Amr al Mesik in the Tohima. The song that's being said when the Tohim goes up. Hainu, She Yizgale Mefurish Ba'olam Asha Esav Nichalbo Vamaki Koloso. What it means, bringing up the depths, means he's able, the one standing on top encircles the one on the bottom and incorporates it. That's the key word. Since we're able to bring up to the top what's in the very bottom, that becomes the victory over that which is buried deep, which is the Yitzchok / Esav. V'zeh de itma b'shtei HaKadosh Yaakov omar shir sado b'shat adom ne'ovik shona. That's what it means in Chazal, that Yaakov said the shir and his father said, come close. It says in Chazal that Esav is fast sheker. Why? Hainu. Ki Yitzchok avinu hayachofetz devarach es Esav. Yitzchok wanted to devarach Esav. Yan shemidosoy hayotomid lizroya ba'oimek kol ma de'efsha. Yitzchok's meter was to go as far deep as he can. This the lezeho yoyme im yal vasimir zeis azria muka var choyka anim says beisav as I tia tzmichi kormo oid biyoisa. So he gives here a taich to the reason why he's so favored, why he so much wanted Esav to give the brachas to, because Yitzchok said, if my brachas when they're in Esav will bear fruit, those fruits will be extremely special. They will be real. Let's go back to an illustration with a teacher. If I teach in a class and the best students know what I taught, that in no way reflects much about the quality of my teaching and the solidity of my teaching. But if the least capable of my students can repeat it in their sleep, that means my words were like steel. They really were powerful. That's why Yaakov wore Esav's begodim. What he was trying to show was, I can include Esav also. Let's add a point to this, that it means... it says in Chazal, Rashi brings it as a hanhoga from the pasuk. It says im nova tetapav im ikesh tisakosh. With a straight person, you should deal straight. With somebody who's crooked, you should out with him. Meaning, you should follow his crookedness and out with him. So that means that Adam Harish, that Yaakov Avinu, with Midas Ha'emes, is capable of using Sheker to establish Emes as well. It means that he includes Esav's Midah within his Midas, and that's why he can outflank him. If in the Midah of Emes, the ability to make use of Sheker exists, then the Midah Ha'emes includes everything, and it's the real Midah. Now he explains, this is why he was wearing the begodim. Ki inyan abgodim shal rishon hem gevur bezer hakodesh bekadmeisa vekusnes kusnes or that mishtam shum biloin dila'elo begin the malachi loin have us on this hanimun oira. It says his begodim in the beginning were called kusnes or with an aleph because they were full of radiance. And it says chasim atakim vehashed chovu now did averis kusnes or they were called leather. The or is hani minay v'loy b'nafshei. All that would now gain, the only part of his body that would gain from it would be his skin. The effect of the coat was now skin deep only, as opposed to before the chet, when everything was oyer, then the person himself, everything gained from it because it was very ruchnius. Now, hainu shekoyim machete kotsnis or ba'alef. The guf was radiant because you could tell immediately that it was tzikav Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kagufa yemeir mamish vashan shomash esh ba'korish v'nfiras Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'yibach ba'apo v'nishas chayim. Kacho mamish v'yemani gam ba'guf sh'yitzikav Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'ach ha'chet nistalik men az alavush. So, and so basically, we'll just skim through this. That this is something where the level of clothing that he wore, the Marishan, was really parallel to where he was holding in his Ruchnistic world. So, as long as is in his Ruchnistic world was lit up and everything was wonderful, so it was made of R. The Nochash came along and fed him sheker. So at that point, his clothing now became coarse, and they blocked out the light instead of letting it in, and so on. Now he says, this is at the very bottom of Chavtas Beis, beginning of Lamed. Umachma ze nimshach le'esav tkifus le'katra Yaakov. This is where Esav came along with his kitriga Yaakov. Now, Esav's taina was as follows. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created darkness and evil in the world, that means that darkness and evil has a place in the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, and no one can deny it, can deny its validity. If it wouldn't be Ratzon Hashem, wouldn't have made it. That's Esav's kitcher, that's Esav's taina. I have a place in this world because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted darkness, and here I am. So what was the counter taina of Yaakov? So he says, that's what Yaakov put on these clothing. He says, protect me from sfas sheker, which means literally the lips of falsehood. But the word sofa means a boundary. It's the end of everything. So he says an incredible vart as follows. Everyone admits that there's darkness and hester upon him and bad in the world. And Esav says, this is me. This is what I represent. I represent a genuine approach. You wanted it. You put bad into the world. You put evil in the world. You put cruelty into the world. You put depravity in the world. Here I am. So he says the word sfas sheker means the boundary. In other words, where if to view evil as an end into itself is sheker. Let's give an illustration, so we can imagine somebody comes along to me and says, arsenic is a very healthy thing to eat. And he's trying to convince me to eat arsenic. And I say, no way, it's poison. And a person says to me, it's poison? The biggest drug manufacturer puts this into their drugs. So how can you tell me that there's something wrong with it? This is the most expensive drugs that keep people alive, and so on. So the person is not telling the truth. The area that he's fudging is, he didn't tell me how much. Yes, 0.0003 milligrams in a compound that's a, I don't know, a half a kilogram. And it's made for a person who has problem X, and this pushes the body in the other direction. So the problem with Ra in the world, when we say it's Ratzon Hashem, is the boundary put to it. As Ra packaged an individual, it's not what Baruch Hu wants. It's something that injected in the world, and when Tov makes use of it to move forward, that's what Kashbo wants it. So it's a sfas sheket they need to get rid of. When Yaakovin comes along and says, no, this fast sheker, this is meant to be used to push me and to challenge me to get a greater good out of me, and in that sense it's good. So that's a whole different picture. So he says, Kikashayir maski tohoimer, going back to his previous chazal, when you bring the tohoim up to the top, oza yuroi mefurish kirchsiv kol parashav lemaneu, v'gam rosh l'yoimra. That's when we realize that everything Kadosh Baruch Hu made is for him, and even the rosh l'yoimra. Hainu, shekol tachlis ha-mechuvin meretzoni yisbarach, sheheitziv zeh hasfat sheker ba'olam. The tachlis of Kadosh Baruch Hu's desire for sheker is leman sheyizgadol miyibudoi, akvod shemayim. So let's give an example. Let's go back to history. Imagine somebody comes along and says, communism must be good. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu brought communism to the world. It was a major force for a long time with tremendous effects. And nothing in this world happens without Kadosh Baruch Hu's say-so and desire. So, obviously, it must be good. It must be wonderful. The problem with that, that's called Sfas Sheker. The person who's Das Emes, who's Das Torah, says, communism was put into this world as a most powerful presentation, counter-presentation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Communism said, there is no God. There is no spiritual. Everything's material. There is man at when he utilizes all of his abilities, is invincible. The greatest good in the world is not by listening to Torah or to religion, it's by rejecting it. It's by using human understanding and initiative and empowerment to realize the greatest good. And it was thrust on the world stage with the greatest splash possible. I mean, the hundreds of millions of people are powerful and seemingly invincible. When it collapsed, the collapse of it brought about a much more profound awareness of the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Toiv. I was reading recently, somebody was arguing with someone else, and the person was telling him, you know, wars and murder and destruction, so much of it was caused by religion. Isn't that a sign that religion is bad? Look at Inquisition, look at the Crusades, look at the Jihads, and so on. To which a person replied, yes, religion has caused bad, but atheism brought us Stalin, Chairman Mao, and Hitler. and the amount of people together that they killed, and the horrendous societies in Pol Pot and Cambodia that they built based on atheism. It was sort of atheism was a very important part to them, and it makes everything else look insignificant. I mean, where, you know, other events can be looked at as fringe events. This was the core existence of these groups. So when somebody says by seeing Ra imploding, that brings out the Toiv, and that's why the Ra was there to start with. That's Kvod Shamayim. In other words, where I'm able to be Kolel Esav within Yaakov, that's where I see the ultimate emes. V'zeh ha'kvod shemayim nichol ve'akavino. Ka'kvod shemayim nintzav zeh sva'sheke yenishak ha'yisrael. V'omo oid meloshen remio. Hainu ki be'emes loho yenimtzo be'yakav avinu. Shum loshen remio. Yaakov avinu wasn't at all lying when he said anechi eisa b'chorcha. Why? Kivin shekol ika tachlis ha'mechuv v'mertzoni yisbarach. Shabaras eisa v'urak k'deshiz n'kvod shemayim sva'k ha'yisrael. Vesav be'atzmoy yisbatlovit v'isasei. Nishak v'inu makav v'kolis v'kirboy. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Esav to become the stepping stone for Yaakov, so that means that Yaakov includes the bechor of Esav in himself. That's what it means. Because if A is only there as a means for B, that means B includes A and A doesn't include B. So if Esav has Bechira, that's included within Yaakov. Lezeo Aimer, Beemis Bamitoi, Anoches Bechircha, Ki Ika Koitev, Mimerkas and Kurish Lom, Sevkal Kim, who's Esav, Meavais Esav, Nichaboy. And that's why you could say it honestly, that all that Esav stands for is included in me. Ukre Levardzai Zoilum Cheskal and Koil, Aimer Kavina Shira Malas. Yaakov wanted that to become. This he wanted to become this Galata world, and that's why he said Shemalas, K'tei Lemaski Tehoma, to bring up those Tehomas, Hainish Sheyalav Yitzmech Atzmichem Atahoyim, Klam Sheizgalagam Achshav Zabira Achron Sheilosid. He wanted that Bir, which we lost love it, we should already have a sense of that. Kilosid Yisgal Mefurish Shekol Elu Halavushim Magasim Achshuv Shesar Shemesparach Bezeh Olam Uikatasim Mechuvim Yisharamim Koit Shemayim Bispashak Yisrael. So basically, he's saying over here, the tachlis and the purpose of the Ra was that the Tov includes it and builds itself on it. So let's review the shtickel, and it's the points that he makes. He says that Shir HaMalos, Chazal tells us, is the Shira of bringing the Tehom to the very top. He says, it implies two Nekudas. It implies the Nekuda of bringing out Stoiv from the very deepest Shoresh, and that was the Madrig of David and Yaakov, to bring out the Toiv from the lowest point all the way to the top, the Koyach HaTzmich and the Bria. And secondly, and sort of connected with it, is that the need to that need in its greatest sense is to be Kolel, the Ra within the Tov. The Tikkun of the Ra, the Ra is Ra when it's Sfas Sheker. When there's an artificial boundary and the Ra presents itself and says, I, as I am good. I'm a reflection of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like in the world. That's Ra. When it's understood and seen how that becomes part of the Toiv, by bringing the Toiv out better, that's when it finds its place. The Shir HaMalos was the Shir of David and Yaakov. Both of them, in their own ways, had the struggle of the need to be makif the Ra within them, to bring and use that as leverage to bring out, the fact that the Tov is capable of including the Ra in it, and that it's able, and as such, it becomes a perfect reflection of Kol Shamayim. The bringing up the Tehoimis to the top brings the deepest part of Bria. Yitzhak was right that the seed that's planted in the deepest part, when communism implodes, that becomes the greatest siyata for the emes, and the avoda lies in that midah of malchus, which was David HaMelech's unique midah, and that's why David HaMelech is the one who sang the song in Shir HaMaalos.